through the miracle of modern technology. Here we are, Gary Ellen, Gigi's Boo Top 10 Countdown with the best of the 40s. Here we go. Your dancing shoes on. We're going to jump and jive tonight on the top 10. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for all the applause. We appreciate that. Very, very good. Especially Gigi's Boo appreciates that for sure. And Gigi's Boo is here. Hi there.
Hi, darling.
Hey, sorry about all that trouble before. Having a senior moment, I was hitting the record button instead of the start button. Can you imagine that, Gigi's Boo?
Yes, I can, Gaby.
Yeah, and we have a whole lot of music lined up tonight, so we have to move quickly. We're going to go talk about all the backgrounds and all that good stuff like we normally do. So, yeah, it was reflecting my broadcast air. Yeah, it's reflecting my senility. I think Biden's starting to rub off on me. What I say, let's go to Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra to take the A Train from 1941.
Well, and never sit on a bus. necessity. Unless you've got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bored at the knees. If she can show a faultless personality.
Why are certain girls offered certain things like sable coats and wedding rings by men who wear their spats right?
That's right. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be.
Just tell me how you like my
personality.
Baby, you've got the cutest
personality.
Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers from 1945, The Personality. Who's dancing? You better be dancing. You got those shoes on. Got plenty to be happy about. Don't worry about all this silly stuff going on. We got to be happy and have a rum and Coca-Cola with the Andrews Sisters.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, Buddha's mind is here.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
From Chickaticary to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she heard her bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. I romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love. Next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola.
Moo, you having a rum and Coke?
For the Yankee dollar.
Oh, no. For a whole dollar. Yeah, the Andrews Sisters, Rum and Coca-Cola. Jesus, Boo, how about that?
I like that song.
That's a good song. You can dance to that.
It is good.
Yeah, and we actually have some requests, and here's one of them. Now, this song is actually from 1939, but we'll just say, okay, it's close enough. It's a request from Billy Blaze, The Ink Spots, If I Didn't Care.
Mm-hmm. if I didn't care. More than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for?
Again, taking a chance on love.
now I prove again that I can make life move again in the groove again. Taking a chance on love, I walk around with a horseshoe in clover. I lie, and Brother Rabbit, of course, you better kiss your foot goodbye on the ball again. I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love.
Yeah, Ella Fitzgerald, 1940, Taking a Chance on Love. You're listening to the best of the 1940s on the Top 10 Countdown with Gary Ellen Gigi's Boo over on RealLibertyMedia.com, simulcasting at the Music Enjoyment Chat Room on Discord and the Suspect Sky channel. You've been quiet, Gigi's Boo. What are you doing?
Well, I'm just sitting here listening to the music.
You liking this music?
I love it. I told you, I'm a 40s girl.
I know. Yeah, and we have to keep rolling. We're right on time if we keep on going, but we're going to change gears a little bit and go to 1949 with Hank Williams.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
Yeah, that is really going deep. But next, we have another request. This one is from Don Kahn over at the Discord channel. And who's familiar with Woody Guthrie? Anybody know Woody Guthrie? Well, we're going to sing the Ballad of Tom Joad. And if you've not heard of that, it's designed after John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. Thank you.
Tom Joad got out of the old McAllister pen. There he got his parole. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad come walking down the road. Poor boy, Tom Joad come walking down the road. Tom Joad, he met a truck-driving man. There he caught him a ride. He said, I just got loose from McAllister pen on a charge called homicide. A charge called homicide. That truck rolled away in a cloud of dust. Tommy turned his face toward home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, but they found that his family, they was gone. He found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe, found his daddy's hat, and he found little Muley, and Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. They've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joad walked down to the neighbor's farm, found his family. They took Preacher Casey and loaded in a car, and his mother said, we've got to get away. His mother said, we've got to get away. Now the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joad did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, I'm staying with the farm till I die. Yes, I'm staying with the farm till I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, and Grandpa Joad did die. They buried Grandpa Joad by the side of the road, Grandma on the California side. They buried Grandma on the California side. They stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. That bright green valley with a river running through, there was work for every single hand. They thought there was work for every single hand. Dropped him in his track, poor boy. Preacher Casey dropped him in his track. They handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail. And then he got away. And he met Tom Joad on the old river bridge. And these few words he did say, poor boy. These few words he did say. I preached for the Lord a mighty long time, preached about the rich and the poor. Us working folks just all get together, 'cause we ain't got a chance anymore. We ain't got a chance anymore. Now the deputies come and Tom and Casey run to the bridge where the water run down. But the vigilante thugs hit Casey with a club, They laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Poor Casey, they laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Joad, he grabbed that deputy's club, hit him over the head. Tom Joad took flight in the dark, rainy night, and a deputy and a preacher lying dead. Two men, a deputy and a preacher lying dead. Tom run back where his mother was asleep. He woke her up out of bed, and he kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved. Said what Preacher Casey said, Tom Joad, he said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just one big soul, well, it looks that way to me. Everywhere that you look in the day or night, that's where I'm gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little children are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm gonna be.
Yeah, The Grapes of Wrath, put to music by Woody Guthrie. The next song, another request, also from Discord, Lena Horne, Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary
this.
Thanks for that request, Eva.
Guitars would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say, I love you.
Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, I long to hear you say, I love you.
Amapola, 1941, Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberly and the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. This next gentleman needs no introduction.
Just a cold and lonely
lovely work of
Next up, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, a request from Cindy, a.k.a. Wild Island Cat, over at the Discord chat, and sometimes showing up in Real Liberty Media. It's hard to tell. So here we go. We're going to start speeding things up a little bit here.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a tootie, a tootie, blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't throw a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da 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 do do. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Yeah, okay, boogie woogie bugle boy.
First, I have a little story I'd like to tell you.
Yeah, Jeezy's boo, tell us.
Okay, some years back, my best friend, male friend, and I danced our whole life together. We did a lot of beach dancing, and we danced some swing, but the local VFW did an honor banquet for the World War II vets and their wives, and later veterans come in too, you know, that fought in later wars. But when we started to dance, we looked, and I would manage to wear my grandmother's dress that she wore on her first date with my granddaddy. And he was able to wear his grandfather's naval uniform. So when we started on the floor, we came out between some veterans, and one of the vets said, "Boy, I tell you, you are really, really, that's a good-looking girl with you." And so I said, "Thank you." And my friend said, "You hadn't seen nothing yet. Well, you see them legs." Now, I told Gary I had noticed that time period, all the World War II vets talk about legs. And he gave me an explanation. He can tell you about it sometime. But anyway, when they started, we danced to Glenn Miller in the Mood. When we started, we danced one full song. Then all of a sudden, they played it again. We started again, and the veterans were coming out of everywhere, and I was dancing with all of them. And when I was dancing with all of them, my friend was dancing with their wives. And we had so much fun. It's kind of strange what I'm going to get ready to say. Grim Mirror, believe it, because Gary does. At that particular time we were dancing, I did not see him as him, nor me as me. It was like we were totally different people, and that we were from that time. We were in the 40s. It's an experience I've never forgotten, and I'll never forget the vets, because even though they left, had pretty legs, they were all gentlemen. Very, very, very cordial, warm, very charming. And I never forgot that. And, of course, we're going to play In the Mood for you in just a minute, but I wanted you to hear that story.
Thank you.
Big band sound of Glenn Miller, In the Mood, String of Pearls, and Moonlight Serenade, Gigi's Boo.
We're going to dedicate this next song to the greatest generation, to the men and their families who gave us so much, sacrificed. I'm sorry, I had family. Take it away, Gary, I can't talk.
Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
1942, the White Cliffs of Dover, and that brings us pretty much to the end of the best of the 1940s. And we thank you for joining us. Gigi Spoo, you have any parting words?
I want to thank all of you for joining us, and I thank you for overlooking my crying. Y'all have a blessed week. And remember one thing, tell everybody you love them, because you don't know when you won't be able to.
That's right. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi Spoo.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Don't know where, don't know what.